Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, September 19th, 2018. How about another excerpt? Yeah, it's an important story, and yet we just, I don't know, it's like people, you know, we just go on about our business. Nothing changes, apparently, and we have, should we say, abdicated our own responsibility largely in the context that folks like Andrew Jackson mentioned. When he said things like, in his farewell address, the paper money system and its natural associations, monopoly and exclusive privileges have already struck their roots too deep in the soil, and it will require all your efforts to check its further growth and to eradicate that evil. The men who profit by the abuses and desire to perpetuate them will continue to besiege the halls of legislation in the general government as well as the states, and will seek by every artifice to mislead and deceive the public servants. Now, this sounds like hyperbole at the time, but, I mean, we have institutions where this has literally been institutionalized. I mean, that's the CIA, essentially. That's the FBI, essentially. And folks will say, you know, and it works so well. One of the things that I think James Perloff did so well in his interview with Bill McNally on Truth is a Lonely Warrior, is to say, you know, when he talks about Freemasons, for example, you know, he says, I think 95% or so of these people don't really know what is going on. And so that's, again, that's how it works. It's sheep, it's wolves masquerading among sheep. And it's the same in everything. You know, are all Ivy League graduates horrible people? No. But, you know, you have these fraternal orders that have been carved out in these prestigious institutions, and it's a well-established, well-documented fact that there is a high concentration of criminality. You know, de Balzac's axiom, behind every great fortune there is a crime. There's the high degree of concentration of criminality in these organizations, and at the same time, apparently, impunity from said criminality. You know, because, again, getting back to the sort of William Rollins character from the Punisher series, you know, well, I'm sure, you know, he will never say he's dirty, but, you know, he is accused of being dirty. So he says, well, if I go down, you go down with me because, you know, you're involved now. What do you mean I'm involved? You lied to me. And so, you know, it's interesting how all of that works. And so it's this, you know, it's the bundle of sticks, the fascies. So anyway, I think James Perloff does a good job of making that distinction, and we should always make that distinction because we are encouraged through various means to conflate things. You know, all Ivy League graduates are created equal, and, you know, all Masons are created equal, all Muslims are created equal. And I'm generalizing. I don't want to get off into controversies, but hopefully you understand what I'm saying. Anyway, so like Andrew Jackson put it, I mean, you look at what's happening. The CIA has institutionalized this. One of the other things that Michael Rupert did really well, I think, was point out that all of the early, especially CIA leadership, were well-versed in finance. Because, again, they were setting up this network of laundering systems and facilities. And, you know, he details that as far as the pre and post 9/11 era is concerned. That's one excerpt that I was going to read real quick. But anyway, you start to see all of this, and you see Andrew Jackson was not, it was not hyperbole. If anything, it was an understatement for him to say the men who profit by the abuses and desire to perpetuate them will continue to besiege the halls of legislation in the general government as well as in the states, and will seek by every artifice to mislead and deceive the public servants. Plausible deniability, compartmentalization, we didn't know. It is to yourselves that you must look for safety and the means of guarding and perpetuating your free institutions. In your hands, he said, is rightfully placed the sovereignty of the country, and to you, everyone placed in authority is ultimately responsible. It is always in your power to see that the wishes of the people are carried into faithful execution, and their will, when once made known, must sooner or later be obeyed. And while the people remain, as I trust they ever will, uncorrupted and incorruptible, the general, you know, the heartland, so to speak, folks, most people do not dream up these kinds of schemes to manipulate, control, enslave the world. We got to spy on everybody. Why? Well, because we're doing bad things, so we have to make sure that nobody finds out. We have to, you know, it's so much work. Why not? As one friend put it, you know, they think they need to escape, so they got to create the singularity. And this friend said they can't. You know, it's the anti-biblical plan, as I would call it, and they're following it, and they need to escape judgment. And this friend says they can just cry out to Jesus, cry out to the Lord. And it's pretty simple, but no, you get all this work and holy cow. Anyway, so Jackson said, while the people remain, as I trust they ever will, uncorrupted and incorruptible, and continue watchful and jealous of their rights, watchful and jealous of their rights, the government is safe and the cause of freedom will continue to triumph over all its enemies. But the problem arises, when we allow ourselves to become distracted, as we have, and I think it was Thomas Jefferson's letter to Samuel Kercheval back in 1816, right? Jefferson wrote, I am not among those who fear the people. They and not the rich are our defense for its continued freedom. To preserve their independence, we must not let our rulers load us with perpetual debt. You mean like central banking and perpetual debt slavery? We must make our election between economy and liberty or profusion and servitude. If we run into such debts as that we must be taxed in our meat and in our drink, in our necessaries and our comforts, in our labors and our amusements, for our callings and our creeds, as the people of England are, our people like them must come to labor 16 hours in the 24, giving the earnings of 15 of these to the government for their debts and daily expenses, and the 16th being insufficient to afford us bread, we must live as they now do on oatmeal and potatoes, or glyphosate now. Have no time to think, no means of calling the mismanagers to account, but be glad to obtain subsistence by hiring ourselves to rivet their chains on the necks of our fellow sufferers. On and on he goes. Then begins indeed the bellum omnium in omnia, which some philosophers observe to be so general in this world have mistaken it, and in the 20th and 21st centuries, certainly above all, you might say, have mistaken it for the natural instead of the abusive state of man. And the four-horse of this frightful team is public debt. And what do we have with central banking? Taxation follows that, and in its train, wretchedness and oppression. Isn't that what we've seen more and more of? I mean, go back to the 60s and see folks who had, you know, modest homes and summer homes and, you know, places that most things were owned outright. And if they weren't, they certainly were paid off in short order. And now what do we have? Exactly what these folks warned us about 200 years ago. And the final thing I'll say about that, and we'll go to the phones, is Martin Gillens and Benjamin Page's study back in 2014 based on 20 years of multivariate analysis. And the report was titled Testing Theories of American Politics, Elites, Interest Groups, and Average Citizens. And their report stated multivariate analysis indicates that economic elites and organized groups representing business interests have substantial independent impacts on U.S. government policy, while average citizens and mass-based interest groups have little or no independence, independent influence, excuse me. And so something has to change. You know, a group of folks 250 or so years ago decided to pledge their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor. And what does that mean in today's terms? You know, we've been so domesticated in America. Is this the same country? Are these the same people? Anyway, to the phones we go. Fred in Michigan, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Brother Chris.
Hey, Fred.
Wolves in sheep's clothing. True Stream Media has a presentation by that title, Wolves in Sheep's Clothing, where they actually address communitarianism without actually describing it as such. They call it oligarchical collectivism. But they do a masterful job of actually elucidating and delineating oligarchical collectivism, which is what controls everything. And then 100 secret societies prove who rules America. What do you want to bet? All of these gatekeeper power position subterfuge entities, they are all members of one or more of these 100 secret societies. They don't just rule America, they rule the world, man. They rule the world.
Absolutely, and that's been going on for a long time. I mean, that's why I mention just it's almost anecdotal, but not really. I mean, if we dig in, obviously it's not. But, you know, again, Waleed Khalidi's article back in 93 stating from Theodore Herzl's own documents, here's an agreement. Looks like it was drawn up in the summer of 1901 and 1902. Even if we could challenge that again, I mean, I read the excerpt. Herzl himself said within 50 years – we'll have this Jewish state, and how did he know? You know, he said, I created it. The greatest accomplishment.
Communitarian subterfuge par excellence. And this, so, you know, this Talmudic, this Rothschild Bank of England, Talmudic Kabbalah Zohar, Protocols of Learned Elders of Zion, racist supremacist state. To me, I would tell Lark that's the ultimate quintessential incarnation of a communitarian totalitarian state. I mean, they have the big bad wall, don't they? They have all this I call it serpentine wire, but you know, that razor sharp stuff. You know,
concertina wire?
Concertina. They've established a combat theater. I remember the Ethiopian Jews, they were welcomed into Israel, a couple decades ago? But they've been surreptitiously deporting them. You know, that's why I had to bring up Alison Weir. Here's very honorable, courageous woman of integrity, and on the ground witnessing this colossal, barbaric, satanic, communitarian system where they're Brendan O'Connell says, hey, you know, that they're encouraged to shoot up pregnant Palestinian women. You know, use them for target practice. And then I heard a broadcast, Michael Herzog, he was describing in intimate detail what the Bolshevik commie Jews, and he named them all just like in the Gulag Archipelago, right? The author of that.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
He names them on page, volume 2, page 79. But the intimate details on what they did to murder 66 million over, you know, an extended length of time, of course. But, I mean, those same entities are alive and well today. Those same entities, well, what do they do to Pat Tillman? What have they done to probably 2 million Iraqis? And then, you know, that Talmudic Ashkenazi, Khazar, Sabbatean Ashkenazi, Jewish American Satanist on 60 Minutes. Madeleine Albright, Madeleine, dear sweet Madeleine, yes, the murders of 500,000 Iraqi children, no big deal.
Yeah.
Well, look what they did to Muammar Gaddafi. What was Muammar Gaddafi's mortal sins? I'm borrowing from the Satanic Vatican vernacular. Right? I was raised Roman Catholic. I was an altar boy, minister of communion, until I woke up and realized it's all a Luciferian lie. Yeah. I got to eat the actual blood and drink the actual, eat the actual body, drink the actual blood of the Messiah, or I'm doomed to hell for eternity? Really? Yeah, but Muammar Gaddafi, his mortal sin was he set up a public central bank, like Hitler did. A public central bank, which is what we should have, backed by our bodies, our corporate trust, credit, equity, legal person, estate entities. That's what's backing. There's very real collateral backing FRNs, and it's us, and it's our private assets. So John F. Kennedy, I bet you my last and dime, he would have transitioned when he realized, well, wait a minute, I'm just going to establish a public central bank owned by my fellow Americans and all of their credit equity, their intrinsic, innate credit equity that these Talmudists have established. The Talmudists, they're going to be banished to the Bikini Atoll. How about that? The Bikini, who are the authors of the atomic bomb? Could it be J. Robert Oppenheimer? Could it be, I forgot that, this other ass clown's name.
Okay, let's keep it family friendly. We're headed into a break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after the short break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. We're just discussing in the break the that segment that Bill Hicks did on the JFK assassination, and that's good stuff. And now YouTube is helping us. YouTube is helping us with those little disclaimers, basically, you know, above the title and description now. Assassination of John F. Kennedy. Blah, 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 blah. His accused killer was Lee Harvey Oswald. Here's a link to Encyclopedia Britannica. Hey, thanks, YouTube, for thinking for me. Anyway, we're on the phones. We have Fred in Michigan on the line. Go ahead, Fred. Family friend.
Accused but never proven. And by the way, that phrase that I used That is one of Clyde Lewis's favorite expressions. And Clyde is a syndicated 50,000 watt AM FM broadcaster for 5 hours every night.
Yeah. We just want to try to remain above reproach if we can, to whatever degree, to whatever extent.
Now, on the subject of political assassination, since you did bring that up, you're familiar with Cyril Wecht, right? Wecht.
And political assassination is redundant, just for, you know, clarification purposes.
But he organized an endeavor called Citizens Against Political Assassinations. Oh, I learned about that only because I saw his presentations on YouTube regarding, you know, the forensic physiologic examinations that he has done regarding JFK's head wounds, especially the kill shot and the suppression of the Parkland Hospital physicians, all of whom are on record declaring it was a frontal entry kill shot. And Charles Crenshaw, one of the guys there at Parkland, one of the, you know, foremost experts there, he wrote a book called Conspiracy of Silence, which I never did read. That might be worth reviewing sometime. And so, Chris, relative to JFK's so-called secrecy speech, you know, secret society, secret oaths, that's why these satanic Khazar, Sabbatean, Ashkenazi, Jacobist Frankens of this day are getting away with bloody murder in every way imaginable. And communitarianism, well, it's a global conspiracy. Like JFK described it. It's monetary, it's military, it's political, it's cultural, it's academic. I mean, what about Amitai Etzioni from George Washington University? Amitai Etzioni organized the Center for Communitarian Policy Studies in 1991. One of his books, From Empire to Community, I've yet to read, but the title speaks volumes, doesn't it? From Empire to Community. So everyone, without even knowing it, has been duped, beguiled, duped, programmed into regurgitating verbally and acting out the communitarian thespian roles that have been preordained for them, right? All you got to do is go to their communitarian educational fool school, get a degree. I have a sister like that. And push here dummy PhD is an amazing description, because Tucker Carlson and Fox is all my sister needs to know. And I know cops that way. Don't bother me with all this internet. I got Fox, man. Well, guess what? Tucker Carlson told David Ray Griffin, back when David Ray Griffin introduced his book, The New Pearl Harbor, and Carlson was with MSNBC, and they went to David Ray Griffin's, you know, office, wherever, they interviewed him. And when David Ray Griffin blamed, quote, the U.S. government as an inside job with Israel, Carlson said, blasphemy!
Yeah, we're headed into a break, folks. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands,
and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. We need to move on here. Appreciate your sentiments, Fred, as always. And the citation, Conspiracy of Silence by Charles Crenshaw, that is one that is not oft mentioned, but should be. And so I appreciate that in particular, but, you know, all of it, good information. Thanks, Fred. Appreciate it, as always. Basically, that, you know, in simple terms, that's exactly, again, the warnings of history. What did Washington say? However, combinations or associations of the above description may now and then answer popular ends. This is what we're told. You know, we have to do it. The end justifies the means. They are likely in the course of time and things to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men. You know, in guest hosting the National Intel Report yesterday, Jeff calls in and, you know, we have this ongoing, I don't know, whatever you call it, point of respectful disagreement, I guess. He thinks that these people are more intelligent than the rest of us. I disagree. I agree with the sentiments that Nesta Webster expressed in World Revolution that I refer to often. And I said, I think we conflate intelligence and intellect with cunning. And I don't think we should do that. And so, like Washington said, In the course of time and things, these means and methods that now and then answer popular ends are likely to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men, these folks that don't think like you and I, cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men, and they get away with it because anyone with a conscience would never think this way. So now we live in a society that's been, you know, conscripted to evil in the sort of fashion that Philip Zimbardo outlines in The Lucifer Effect. And, you know, the title of the book, The Lucifer Effect, Understanding How Good People Turn Evil. And again, this is a concept that has been written about and, in fact, well documented, particularly over the course of the 20th century. We need to stop allowing ourselves and one another to be conscripted to evil. So the way Washington put it, cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which they have lifted, which have lifted them to unjust dominion. And that's what they do. They cross the bridge and they burn it behind them. And it needs to stop. Power is within our hands if America is still America. Back to the phones we go. William in Montana, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, William.
I really enjoyed your introduction. That was a brilliant analysis because, you know, when we talk about Israel and Zionist and things like that, there's a whole other layer beneath that whole discussion. I get a little impatient when people just hammer away at that as if that's the whole story. And when you brought up St. John Philby, I mean, I recommend anybody to go in and dig into his history. It's very colorful. It's very sinister. It's very arrogant, cunning, ambitious, unprincipled. And if you follow his history, and we're talking about, you know, 1908, you know, this is way before, you know, Israel, way before the wars in Europe. And if you follow his civil service, and both above ground and, you know, covert, you will find that much of this stuff that we're dealing with today, that, you know, like you know, the letter of Mancini, you know, political Zionism and political Wahhabism. If you go and find out where the origin of that is, you'll see that it has an artificial quality to it. It was a setup. It was orchestrated, and it was orchestrated by this whole British, you know, entity, whatever, however you want to define it. But it was an entity that said, we are, you know, the sun never sets on the empire. And so we have to step up to the plate and basically take control of the world. But the problem in doing that is that the world resists, you know, all these countries resist. So what we have to do is we can't go head in head, you know, in controlling them. We have to find ways of getting behind the scenes and playing one off on the other. And if you go in and trace his history, you'll start finding out, you know, how Israel came about. And you also will see a very interesting thing when you see he was a very conflicted person, because, you know, he was an anti-Semitic at one time, and then he thought, well, through just brilliance and subterfuge, we can control this. We can use the House of Saud in its many, you know, and its, you know, Wahhabism as a way of basically, you know, taking control of this whole area. And then as this whole political thing unfolded, more and more information started coming to England about, like, starting in the early 30s, that there was oil there. You know, there was a great resource, and so he started, using this tribalism on the Saudi Peninsula, Arabian Peninsula, to play one against the other, while all these machinations behind the scene were setting up, to how the Anglo-French, empire could actually control this resource. And then another big thing at the time was the Suez Canal. They needed to find some way to keep that open, because that was the way in which Britain, had contact with India and its other colonies, and they needed to make sure that that was never compromised, and they had to control that whole area. And if you get into there, you'll start running into all the players that, were behind the scenes. Like, you'll start finding out where Winston Churchill played a part in this. You'll also learn about Walter Rothschild. He was the second Baron Rothschild. And then you'll hear about how Chaim Weizmann, who was the first president of Israel, came into play. And then and all the players that we don't understand the connections, like SoCal, Standard Oil, all of these people were working through Philby to set up this whole thing that we inherited this whole mess, and this was all orchestrated by, and like I say, you'll see all of these machinations, cunning, ambition, unprincipled people working behind the scenes, and much of that history is hidden from us. We don't understand that. That's why I thought your introduction was brilliant, because it sort of shows that there's a layer beneath the surface that we really have to understand, a historical layer, a political layer, and a very, current layer that we have to understand, or we'll never get, you will never understand what's really going on.
Absolutely. Well said. And, the action is entirely beneath the surface, but not that far. And like you said, you start digging and you do realize the connections. And your description of Philby is, if anything, an understatement. Again, it's one of those things that sounds like hyperbole, but you start looking into the guy and it's exactly what you said and more. I mean, just despicable in his cunning and, exactly the way you described him. And again,
and the terrifying thing is that he probably never realized that, and the people that he worked with, never thought of themselves as being, they thought of themselves as being cunning, but they really felt that this was something that just had to be. We had to step up the plate. We have a responsibility to rule. And that's the same thing. When this exceptionalism raises its ugly head wherever it does, then we have this, we have a responsibility to take over, and people don't like to be taken over. So we have to resort to these other machinations beneath the surface just to help people. I mean, in a sense, we're actually helping them. We're not actually, we're not actually crooks. We're actually facilitators.
Well said. I mean, that's perfectly articulated. That's brilliant. And it reminds me of moments like Ron Paul's remarks. That was, I think, 2006. With what's his name? Tim Russert. Ron Paul on with Tim Russert. Meet the Press days before Tim Russert got Russerted. And, the Skull and Bones questions to two Skull and Bones presidential candidates. You're Skull and Bones, right? Anyway, in a conversation with Ron Paul, I think it was Tim Russert, Meet the Press, when they were having a similar discussion and about similar cunning, ambitious, unprincipled men. And Ron Paul made similar remarks. He the way he put it, as I recall, was something along the lines of, I think they believe what they're doing. They believe in what they're doing. And, you know, somewhere along the lines of they believe what they're doing is right, or, you know, it has to be done or whatever. But they wholeheartedly believe in what they're doing. And they don't see it as entirely repugnant, morally and ethically wrong. And the way that, you know, anyone with conscience would see it, I guess you could say.
And you see this being played out in the European, you know, theater today, you know, like just this week with Viktor Orban, and, you know, he's in Moscow, and, you know, he was censored by this sort of liberal you know, world government, you know, the EU from Brussels. You know, they censored him and said, you just can't keep your country free of immigrants. I mean, it just isn't fair. It just isn't moral. And this whole thing, you know, of trying to the whole European Union, if you look at behind how it came about, and it came about very early. I mean, just like you traced that, you know, this whole Zionist thing was an extremely early development. This wasn't something after World War II. And the same thing can be said about the EU, and their policies that really don't help anyone, including the immigrants, and that is trying to be addressed by people who are resisting this EU and this whole, you know, push to the east. You know, the whole idea behind NATO was that you know, after the fall of the Soviet Union, that they would just let those, countries in Central Europe to be free and independent. And that lasted about 10 years before there was a push to try to absorb them and take the fight to Russia as if it was still, the number one enemy. And if you look beneath the scenes there, you'll see this Anglo-American, and I put Anglo first, this Anglo-American consortium is still doing their business, just like they did in the Middle East. They're doing it in Europe,
yep,
with the same result.
Yep, absolutely. That's, you know, what more can we say on the subject? I mean, that's absolutely, I mean, so many books have been written on this, and gosh, man, if we would just understand this and how it affects us directly here at home in so many ways, whether it's the kind of absorption of the wealth of the American people or the conscription to enforcement as proxies, basically, or so many other ways, it totally turns life in America upside down, and peace and prosperity that we hear about are, they're convenient slogans, but that's really all they amount to.
And I recommend everybody go back and go to the archive and listen to your introduction. I thought it was brilliant. All the things that you started off with, I mean, there was so much there. I mean, you could have a graduate course just on the first 20 minutes of your program. I recommend people go back and listen to it because there's a lot there, and then start digging themselves and get into this and start understanding this, because if you don't understand what you talked about in the first 20 minutes of this program or of your show today, you will never understand what's going on today. So
yeah.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah. Thank you, William. And that should be essential, you know, that should be a 101 kind of stuff. We all should be, that should be like general knowledge. We all should know all that stuff and have at least a general understanding and comprehension of these facts of history. And again, you know, all of the warnings of history, the, you know, if we can't recall how we got here, then what are the dangers of the future? Santayana and so many others have warned us, you know, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. And So like he wrote, progress far from consisting in change depends on retentiveness. Do we want to progress? Thanks, William. As always, much appreciated. And you said it brilliantly. Couldn't have said it better. Stick around, folks. Final segment coming up. We'll be right back.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Wednesday, September 19th, 2018, and just a couple of final thoughts along these lines. And again, you got to dig a little deeper, because you get a story, you know, and again, from, you know, Michael Rupert crossing the Rubicon, his quoting Fred Hampton, all these folks who tried to warn us, you know. So Fred Hampton said, we get answers that don't answer, explanations that don't explain, and conclusions that don't conclude. When you find that happening, keep digging. So The Spider's Web, Britain's Second Empire documentary I mentioned yesterday, released September 14, 2018 by the Independent POV YouTube channel. In the documentary, there are subject matter experts talking about how the secrecy laws, there was a specific series of legislation, so to speak, that was introduced to create a separation to maintain plausible deniability, essentially. And so you create these separate jurisdictions, you know, the Caymans, all of these former so-called British colonies, where you can establish secret jurisdictions, where you can set up these laundering operations. Anyway, these experts are talking about how this was done, and the now the plausible explanation that folks who are running laundering operations through London, and, you know, from there through basically funneling through offshore laundering operations, the reason that they can't be prosecuted is because those are separate jurisdictions and we can't enforce them, which is a totally specious argument. One of the best, most recent examples is the GDPR nonsense. So just try, you know, not paying attention to the general data protection regulation nonsense, the GDPR nonsense, and see what happens. Because, you know, you hear that, oh no, it will be enforced around the world. And so, you know, this nonsense about these are foreign jurisdictions, therefore we can't enforce, is total hogwash. Anyway, there's an article, and it's misleading to say the least. Alistair Crook's article about over at HuffPost titled "Middle East Time Bomb: The Real Aim of ISIS is to Replace the Saud Family as the New Emirs of Arabia." That's not true, but there are two sections that are maybe worth reading. The Saudi tail has wagged Britain and U.S. in the Middle East. That's interesting. Short section. Again, misleading, but you'll see what I mean when you read it. And then British Godfather of Saudi Arabia. Speaking of Mr. Philby of Arabia. That'll do it for today. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.